Today's podcast is brought to you by the Diamond XL earrings from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Go to DiamondXLEXCEL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I might have used words at the time that I didn't understand were trafficking in anti-Semitism.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
We are doing the work that is about collaborating around the small businesses that will need to do the work.
I don't understand a word you're saying.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Words and phrases, downhill, wrong track, disaster. Full 71% of Americans say the nation is on the wrong track. We are in the longest sustained period of a wrong track number that high in the history of our poll.
Whoosh. Should Joe Biden run again for president? He'll be 86 by the time his second term is over.
Yes, he should run again.
Why?
And he is running again. Because he has gotten a tremendous amount done.
You serious?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm confused by the Boston Globe headlines today. I read, pond and lake skating are cherished New England traditions. So far, not this year. Meaning global warming, right? Okay, that's one headline on their page. Then I go down a little bit. Below zero temperatures expected later this week after fifth warmest January on record. I guess that means global cooling. Is it global warming or is it global cooling? Or is this just what winter is all about in New England? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. A lot to get to today, as always. We're going to have talk with someone who's got an interesting story out about how, you know, people don't want to be white on the census forms anymore. I wonder why that is. I mean, you know, when you think about white privilege and all that. White privilege just doesn't seem to be very marketable now. You know, all these tens of millions of people who used to be white in the census, say, as recently as 1970, are no longer considered white. They have their own census categories, and more, millions more people are trying to not be white. Actually, I'm one of them. You know, I'm half Irish. We were colonialized people. I don't know why I have to undergo the indignity of being white. I want reparations. That's all. I ask for no special privileges. Just treat me like every other one who's a member of a protected class. That's all. So the latest ones that they're trying to get out from under being white are people from the Middle East. And I've told you this before. I was in a car in a cab in New York City at the Democrat convention in 1992, and this Egyptian picked me up at the airport, and he was just muttering and griping all the way into Manhattan about how he was tired of being treated like a white man, and he said, you know, well, look at my skin. I'm darker than a lot of these people that get everything handed to them. They get the small business loans, affirmative action. Why can't I be non-white? And I said, you're talking to the wrong guy, man. I mean, I figured this scam out a long time ago. But, you know, hey, we're going to talk about this a little bit later on. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. There's another Twitter files out from Matt Taibbi, and this is a really good one. This is, it deals with one particular scam that the deep state was running, and it's called Hamilton 68. Hamilton 68. It was a so-called dashboard that purportedly monitored Russian bot activity. Do you see where I'm going with this? I think you know where I'm going with this. Hamilton 68, which was spearheaded by disgraced former FBI special agent who then became an MSNBC contributor, because that's the standard career pattern here, Clint Watts, was operated by the Alliance for Securing Democracy, ASD, a neoliberal think tank. Neoliberal think tank. It was basically a communist smear campaign. That's what neoliberal think tank now means. With an advisory panel that included Clinton ally John Podesta, who was never prosecuted under the Foreign Agents Registration Act that they tried to use against all the Trump people, former Obama-era acting CIA director Mike Morrell, former Obama official Mike McFaul, and the Bulwark editor-at-large Bill Kristol. Before he lost his mind, he ran Weekly Review, you may recall. Matt Taibbi, again, he's doing this the work for Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter, wrote that Hamilton 68 was the source of hundreds, if not thousands, of mainstream print and TV news stories in the Trump years. This is how bad it was. I mean, they were just making crap up. If you said anything nice about Russia, they called you a Russian bot. Even if you were like an American native born for 6-7 generations, they called you a Russian bot. And it was so bad that Yoel Roth, remember that guy, the gay guy that worked for Twitter that Elon Musk fired, the guy that got his PhD writing about Grindr, his PhD was on Grindr, lived in San Francisco.
That really narrows it down.
Super leftist. Taylor says that really narrows it down, a gay guy in San Francisco. I'm just pointing out what his bona fides are as a moon bat. This is what he said about Hamilton 68. I think we just need to call out on this BS, on the BS it is. He said the dashboard, quote, falsely accuses a bunch of legitimate right-wing leaning accounts of being Russian bots. Virtually any conclusion drawn from it will take conversations in conservative circles on Twitter and accuse them of being Russian. This is what Roth wrote. He was fired by Elon Musk or forced out as soon as he got in because he was a squish when it came to stopping this use of Twitter as Russian as deep state disinformation. Hamilton 68 claimed they monitored 600 Russian-linked Twitter accounts but never publicly shared who was on the list. This is what Taibbi wrote. Twitter executives were in a unique position to recreate Hamilton's list, proving it was BS, reverse engineering it from the site's request. Concerned about the deluge of Hamilton-based news stories, they did so. What they found shocked them. These accounts, they concluded, are neither strongly Russian nor strongly bots. No evidence to support the statement that the dashboard is a finger on the pulse of Russian information ops. In layman's terms, the Hamilton 68 barely had any Russians. In fact, apart from a few RT, Russia Today, accounts, it's mostly full of ordinary Americans, Canadian, and British. It was a scam. Instead of tracking how Russia influenced American attitudes, Hamilton 68 simply collected a handful of mostly real, mostly American accounts and described their organic conversations as Russian scheming. Russian scheming. So Yoel Roth wanted to call him out on this. Again, a confirmed card-carrying fellow traveling moonbat. A gay from the Ivy Leagues who lived in San Francisco. He wanted to call him out on this. Real people need to know that they've been unilaterally labeled Russian stooges with no evidence or recourse. This is what Yoel Roth said. And Emily Horn, who is now a spokeswoman for the National Security Council under Brandon, says, we have to be careful in how much we push back on ASD publicly. That ASD, that's the group, the think tank. was pushing this. Carlos Monjai, Twitter's then public policy director, who now serves as an aide to Buttigieg, wrote, "We have to play a longer game here." I wonder what the longer game was. Do you think it was defeating Donald Trump? They didn't care how much they lied. They didn't care how many normal Americans, Canadians, and British that they slimed, that they libeled, that they defamed. It was all about defeating Orange Man Bad. 844-500-4242. This is just, I mean, again, this is being pretty much overlooked in just the rush of all the stories that are out there. But, I mean, this just shows you how corrupt they were and are. Twitter is now part of Radio Free America or Media Free America, but everything else is still controlled by these same people. These same communists, for lack of a better term, deep staters, whatever you want to call them. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As Marilyn said, diamonds are a girl's best friend. When your wife tells you she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day, she is lying. Get her a pair of diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Grace and the mailroom manager love them. They will both tell you that the quality is amazing. A regular diamond has 58 facets, but the Diamond XL earrings have 106. This gives you more sparkle, more brilliance, and more beauty than a genuine diamond. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. They've been in business for 54 years and have over 8 million satisfied customers.
And Howie, I love these diamond earrings so much, this alternative pair. But also, I've seen so many ladies out there when we go on remotes in the summer who bought their own pairs. And everybody just loves to wear them. You can wear them with something casual. You can wear them to the beach. And you don't have to be terrified that you're going to lose a diamond stud.
Right. And you also don't have to be worried about bumping into an illegal alien from the Watson who's just going to steal them from you. I mean, it's too bad, but you're only out $80 as opposed to thousands of dollars. You have a choice between silver or gold vermeil, and they come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. These always sell out, and there is a limited supply. Men, be the star this Valentine's Day and surprise her with a pair. And ladies, get the pair you've always wanted. This offer is only good for this week and while supplies last. These always sell out, so go early to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free. That's DiamondXL.com, code Howie Diamond. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
With rising inflation, food and heating costs going up as well, families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23% on your order. 23%. Use code Howie23 at checkout of ReadyWise.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is: should House GOP allow Representative Ilhan Omar to remain on the Foreign Affairs Committee because, quote, two wrongs don't make a right? Yes.
That's what they're saying, by the way. That's what a couple of them are saying. And we can't be engaging in tit for tat. That's another phrase that they're using, the people, the Republicans who don't want to deny her a seat on the Foreign Relations Committee.
Yes, the GOP must turn the other cheek, or no, the GOP must play the game like Democrats.
The GOP must play the game but like Democrats.
98% say play it like Democrats. 2%
wow.
say turn the other cheek.
I thought it would be like 90 to 10. I'm surprised. I'm surprised it's that heavy, but I think that's the right way to go. So she was asked, by the way, about this on one of the Chattering Skull shows yesterday. And now
some people did something.
Yes, they did. So now she's saying she didn't know that she was making these anti-Semitic remarks. She didn't know that saying it's all about the Benjamins was anti-Semitic. Listen to this. Cut 8.
You said that Israel hypnotized the world. You said Israel is an apartheid regime, that politicians with pro-Israel stances were all about the Benjamins, which you very notably apologized for, that you support the BDS movement, which a lot of people think is rooted in anti-Semitism, compare the U.S. and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban. I want to give you a chance to respond to all of that, which they say is a clear pattern.
Yeah, I might have used words at the time that I didn't understand were trafficking in anti-Semitism.
Some people made some mistakes.
When that was brought to my attention, I apologized. I owned up to it. That's the kind of person that I am. And I continue to work with my colleagues and my community to fight against anti-Semitism. Now, I've never compared or made any comparisons. What I was referencing was the case that was in front of the ICC.
What about marrying your brother? Are you sorry about that? Is that any better or worse than anything George Santos did? Say what you will about George Santos. He never married one of his siblings. Cut 9.
So when you apologized for the all about the Benjamins comment, you said anti-Semitism is real. And I'm grateful for Jewish allies and colleagues who are educating me on the painful history of anti-Semitic tropes. What did you learn?
A lot. I certainly did not or was not aware that the word hypnotize was a trope. I wasn't aware of the fact that there are tropes about Jews and money. That has been a very enlightening part of this journey.
Her journey from Somalia to Kenya to an all-expenses-paid luxury public housing project in Minneapolis. Free ride her entire life.
I feel like she could benefit from just watching maybe an hour of a Don Rickles routine. She'd get everything packed in there.
Taylor, don't you think she's really not telling the truth about what she does and doesn't know about a lot of things?
Oh, of course.
I mean, it's just, it's beyond outrageous. I mean, can you imagine George Santos? Now, you know, I didn't realize I wasn't Jewish. I didn't realize I didn't go to Horace Mann Prep School. I didn't realize I didn't have a Harvard degree. I didn't realize we didn't own any real estate in New York City and that I was actually a renter. How far would that get George Santos? Let me ask you that. Yeah. So I'm saying if they want to throw George Santos off all these committees, why do we have to have a different standard for Swalwell and Schiff and Ilhan Omar, who I consider the worst of the bunch? 508, the GOP needs to play under eye for an eye rules. The Democrats only understand when you force them to play by their rules. I'm with you. When it comes to punishment, I'm real Old Testament. I don't go for that New Testament stuff, you know? I would have taken an early slide from the Sermon on the Mount. Forget about it. Cut 10.
To insinuate that I'd knowingly said these things when people have read into my comments to make it sound as if I have something against the Jewish community is so wrong. If you remember, when I first got elected to Congress, it was when the FBI report came out on the rise of anti-Semitism. As a rep elected, the first op-ed I wrote was on that report, which I talked about how it was important for us as a community to coalesce around the Jewish community and fight against anti-Semitism. I voted for every single resolution. No Republican can say that, condemning anti-Semitism. My work is clear.
How many Benjamins do you figure she got for writing that op-ed piece? I'm going to say 3, 4, 5 Benjamins. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So she spent her first 39 years as an anti-Semite, and now she's learning how not to be one. Yeah. Hey, better late than never, I guess. Does that say in her religion's holy book, better late than never? 844-500-4242. Now it's time for Grace with the News.
Hello, Howard. Yes, we have more think tanks in the news. A left-wing think tank is responsible for thousands of fake Russia stories, according to the new Twitter files. This is from John Levine in the New York Post. You can also find it at HowieKarsher.com on Howie's recommended reading.
I just was talking about that, Grace.
A left-wing think tank erroneously claiming to track Russian online activity was responsible for thousands of bogus stories asserting the nation's influence in U.S. politics, according... I mean, I only bring this up, Howie, and I know you were discussing it, but I do think that these think tanks, I don't think they're coming up with anything that's very helpful to the American people.
What makes this an important story, Matt Taibbi wrote, is the sheer scale of the fake news footprint left by Hamilton 68's digital McCarthyism. Hamilton 68, again, this is a Democrat smear op like Fusion GPS. Was used as a source to assert Russian influence in an astonishing array of news stories. Support for Brett Kavanaugh or the Devin Nunes memo, which was totally accurate, by the way. The Parkland shooting, manipulation of black voters, attacks on the Mueller investigation. These stories raised fears in the population and, most insidious of all, were used to smear people like Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat in those days, as foreign assets and drum up sympathy for political causes like Joe Biden's campaign by describing critics as Russia aligned.
Yeah, and I saw that Elon Musk had tweeted out this picture, like a cover of a book that said something about the media, just anytime they need an excuse to blame something on Republicans, they'll just blame it on Russian bot farms and Russian trolls. And it really is. It's become the new, you know, call someone a xenophobe or call someone a racist, just call someone, you know, say someone's colluding with Russia. And you were talking earlier about Ilhan Omar on that CNN interview, but Adam Schiff was also there. And they're not giving this up, Howie. They're not giving up the Russia hoax. They're not giving up this idea that everything can be blamed on these conspiracy theories. They're still holding on to it. Just because Bob Mueller couldn't prove a negative, they think that this thing is still alive.
Right. This guy Schiff, that's what he said. Mueller said he couldn't prove a negative. You know, this guy went to Harvard Law School, and you don't have to go to Harvard Law School to know that in the United States of America, you're innocent until proven guilty, and you have to be proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And so Schiff is saying that the standard for Donald Trump was that they can't prove that he's innocent. How do you prove? I mean, this is an eternal question. How do you prove you didn't do something? You can't.
But Donald Trump is expected to do so nonetheless. That is the standard.
He can do anything else, so I guess he can prove he didn't do something.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, last week they blamed him for the shooting in Southern California, right? They blamed him.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Well, the other reason I think this is weird is because remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about that author who had said, turns out these Russian bot farms didn't have as much influence as we thought, and kind of did like a complete 180. So which one is it? I mean, they can't really figure out where they're standing when it comes to these fake Russia stories.
Everybody knew these who wanted to spend more than 10 seconds thinking about it knew all this Russian stuff was BS. You know, the Russians were supposedly trying to get Trump elected. So the same, you know, Facebook accounts, which had no followers, after he was elected, started organizing demonstrations in New York. They had two on the Saturday after he was elected, one on Fifth Avenue, you know, at the tower, and then one downtown against Trump. And of course, it didn't have any effect, but they were just trying to stir up dissension at any level. And they had no impact. They spent a couple of $100. How are you going to influence any kind of election with a couple of $100?
That's a good question. In other news, Howie, Sam Bankman-Fried's attempted to tamper with witnesses. This is a very interesting update. I guess now federal prosecutors are requesting that his bail and, you know, the terms of his bail be changed. Because
you mean his $250 million bail, it actually turns out to be about $150.
Yes, it turns out that he's using one of these devices, the encrypted messaging platforms. It's called Signal, and he's reaching out to witnesses, upcoming witnesses in this trial. Now, I would think this would be a bigger story.
Are you kidding? He's reaching out to potential witnesses?
Allegedly. It says federal prosecutors requested that former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried become subject to more restrictions.
This is a criminal case. We've been going through this in these stories about the Jim Jones Lions and the Republican State Committee, you know, colluding with a super PAC. That's minor league stuff. And they're going to be the subject of OCPF, Office of Campaign and Political Finance probes, because they were colluding. I mean, this is the biggest Ponzi scheme, maybe in world history.
Now, to be
fair, he's talking to the witnesses.
To be fair, it's just someone.
It's amazing.
It's just someone who might be a witness. But I have a feeling when you find out who this person is, they are going to be a witness. It says Bankman-Fried has allegedly been in contact with the current general counsel of FTX U.S., who might be a witness in the trial. I would say general counsel of FTX U.S. will definitely be a witness in the trial. If I had to take a guess, he reportedly told the executive in a message that he would really love to reconnect and see if there's a way for us to have a constructive relationship, use each other as a resource when possible, or at least vet things with each other.
He's not getting very good advice from his
his legal
parents,
counsel.
Who are also his roommates, who are professors at Stanford Law School. I mean, I could have told him, don't do that. Don't do that scam. How about the fact that the New York Post reported last week that there's stories out there that the people that are trying to, go through the wreckage of the company may be able to get back 2/3 of the money. That's pretty amazing if they do. I mean, they said it'll take years, but that's a lot higher percentage of money to be returned, if possible, that I would have ever dreamed.
Yeah, I was watching the Bernie Madoff documentary a couple weeks ago, and they got a lot of that money back, too. I was surprised, because I never heard about the money they got back, but they were able to pull back like a good percentage.
A lot of that money that they got back on Bernie Madoff was in real estate in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
And I think there was a high turnover of high-end real estate around the Baffin Tennis Club in Mar-a-Lago after Bernie went down for the count.
It says United States Attorney Damian Williams from the Southern District of New York asked Judge Lewis Kaplan in a letter to stop Bankman-Fried from contacting former FTX associates unless in the presence of counsel, which, again, Howie, seems pretty obvious. Like, this seems like something we should have had ironed out from the time they put the cuffs on him.
I bet that they let him do this for a while just to get a lot more evidence against him. That's, I would think, would be the standard operating procedure. Now they've got, you know, God only knows how many phone calls, emails, you know, and how encrypted can it be if the government, if you're, you know, you're under indictment for one of the largest financial crimes in American history or world history, how encrypted do you think it really is?
I always wonder that, Howie. Whenever I hear about people using encrypted messaging, I'm like, do you really believe that anything is encrypted? The internet is forever. These messaging platforms, everything's on there. They can find out anything if they really want to. And obviously they did, because they have the text. I talked about this a little bit in the car crossover, Howie, but I do think it's worth repeating. Rhode Island school collects donations to pay cartel coyote who brought boy to the U.S. This was a big story over the weekend. Email shared to Twitter on Friday showed Mount Pleasant High School assistant principal Stephanie Harvey asking her colleagues to give money to help an unnamed student pay off $5,000 in debt to the cartel member. We have a student who came to America with Coyote, which is a group that helps people. This group gives you a time frame to make a payment for $5,000 to those who bring them to the States. She appeared to be unaware that Coyote is slang used to refer to smugglers who bring migrants across the border from Mexico for cash.
It's pretty pitiful, but are you really surprised? You may be appalled, but are you surprised? I'm not.
I'm not surprised. I do find it amusing that she didn't even know, I mean, that the term coyote is used for smugglers. That's pretty bad. That's a quick Google search right there. But
Ilhan Omar didn't know that it was anti-Semitic to mention Jews controlling the population with money.
Hypnotizing the population. Yeah. Again, did she not know, or did, you know, ignorance is bliss? And one last thing, Howie, Empire State Building hurt by its own decision as Giant Stars slam Eagles lights. Did you see this?
Yes, I did. That was pretty stupid. Who would do something that stupid? I mean, the Eagles colors are green. The Giants colors are blue. They just crushed the Giants last week and really disappointed millions of fans in the Northeast. And so then when the Eagles beat the 49ers after they knocked out the quarterback, they bathed the Empire State Building in green. Why did they have to put it in any colors if the Giants were out of the playoffs?
Well, this is
maybe
the new
thing. Maybe if the Jets were still in the playoffs, which has been a long time in the past, the Jets colors are green. Then you'd do it, but I don't get it. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, the lighting up of the buildings is something that's become very popular over the last couple of years. I always think it's a bad idea. It just leaves too much room for error. But I have a feeling this is like with Lori Lightfoot and other Democrat politicians, where when something goes wrong like this and it's a huge PR mistake, you just blame it on a low-level newbie staffer. You know, we had a confused staffer who thought they were doing the right thing and pressed the wrong button and... You know, we're very sorry, but the fans, the New Yorkers, were not pleased.
Hey, we're in New York City. The Eagles beat the crap out of the Giants last week, and now they're going to the Super Bowl. Let's bathe the Empire State Building in their colors. This will go over well. I don't care if you're like 10 years old, you should know not to do stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Howie, I'll be back a little bit later for Hate Mail Monday on a Monday.
All right. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Bail, I'm looking at a thing about Sam Bankman-Fried. Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally in equity seems to be over. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets. Gas prices rising again, home prices falling, layoffs accelerating. In times of political crisis like this, historically, investors have turned to precious metals, tangible assets, as they're called. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 per ounce in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is Five Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for over 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway tax and spend federal government like the one we're all suffering under now. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500 or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down a toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We've been talking about Ilhan Omar being kept off the House Foreign Relations Committee, being tossed off by Speaker McCarthy. And it doesn't look like it's going to stick because some wishy-washy Republicans, including Ken Buck, who's usually a pretty solid guy from Colorado, says she shouldn't. Oh, we can't engage in tit for tat. Oh. And some of the, I think Nancy Mace is another one from South Carolina. She voted to impeach Trump in one of the show trials, and some woman from Indiana that I'm not familiar with, but he doesn't have the votes to keep her off. But he, I mean, she should be off. I mean, you know, again, they kept Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar from Arizona off on a lot flimsier excuses than this. Derek, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. Were you fortunate or unfortunate enough to see the video clip of Ilhan Omar when she was asked the Jewish questions?
Yes. No, I wasn't. Well, no, what? Tell me about it.
Well, I'm glad she wasn't hooked up to a polygraph machine because I'm not a Marine. I'm not a Marine biologist. I'm not an architect, and I'm not a polygraph analyst expert. But that polygraph would have ground bang squeaked and exploded watching her eyes dart around. See you, Howie.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Derek. Yeah. Of course, polygraphs aren't admissible in a court of law because people can, pathological liars can get away with it. But in this case, it's pretty clear what she is and always has been and what she continues to be. She's just trying to keep her seat on the committee so she can raise more Benjamins from various groups, and she doesn't want to lose that slot. Dolly, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dolly.
Hi, Howie. Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you. I love your show.
Thank you.
So my question for her, if I had been a reporter, would have been, well, tell me, Representative Ilhan Omar, when you said all about the Benjamins, you said it wasn't an anti-Semitic slur, so what did you think that meant?
Well, I didn't know. You know, I'm a newcomer to this terrible land, which has treated me so shabbily, putting me on welfare from the moment I was here and then giving me this job that pays $200,000 a year. That's what she would have said, something like that. She's just trying to assimilate into the ways of the great Satan, meaning the United States of America. She's just a total, she's the worst. I'm telling you, Swalwell is horrible, Schiff is horrible, but she's worse because she's an ingrate on top of being a pathological liar and basically a criminal for marrying her brother, committing immigration fraud. Incest, I believe, is still against the law. I mean, even if she didn't have sexual relations, she married her brother. She's never really denied that. In any kind of legitimate, believable way. So I think, it's astonishing that she's still in Congress. And it just goes to show that just how far gone Minnesota is. I mean, we've come a long way from the days of the Mary Tyler Moore Show or the Farmer's Daughter, even before that, where everybody's nice and polite. Garrison Keillor would be another one, Lake Wobegon, all these nice places in Minnesota. Now it's just a third world hellhole. The Mall of America is just a shooting gallery for gangs. You know, it's just an awful place, and it's run by Democrats. And what more do you need to know? If it's run by Democrats, it's going to be an awful place. Minnesota, Massachusetts, Illinois, New York, California. Need I go on? I'm Howie Carr.